A mother goes back to her parents once every year with all her children. That sounds like hardly the excuse for 5 days of city-wide festivities. But that's exactly what happens during Durga Puja in Kolkata. Because this is no ordinary mother. It's the ten-armed mother goddess Durga coming back to visit her home with her 4 children. And Kolkata shuts down to welcome her back. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. In America, I'd often compare Durga Puja to Christmas. Big holidays, gifts for the kids, huge sales, lots of lights, lots of eating. Except coming back to India and seeing Durga Puja again, after over a decade, I realize it's very different. I remember my first Christmas in California when I knew no one and stood on an empty thoroughfare of shuttered stores waiting for a bus running on limited holiday schedule. I was headed to the one diner I knew was open on Christmas Day. To me, Christmas was America at its emptiest. In Kolkata during Durga Puja, it's as if the whole city emptied out onto the streets. The subway system, meant to carry little more than 500,000 per day, is bursting at the seams with over 800,000 days before Durga Puja. Temporary temples or pandals come up in street corners. People queue for hours, sweating in their shiny new clothes, pushing and shoving to see the artwork in one or the images of the goddess in another. The music from one pandal blends into another. A volunteer guard keeps the crowd moving instead of trying to take endless photos on their camera phones. Some pandals get famous singers to perform. Others just have the neighborhood children of mixed talent. This year, one pandal, sponsored by the French consulate, even had a French magician, which the crowd just took in their stride.
You are not going to believe your eyes, so quick it is. And I need just this flat little paper bag.
It has become fashionable these days for people like me, upper middle class and cosmopolitan, to shudder at the prospect of being stuck in Kolkata for Durga Puja. Oh, I have not been here for 15 years for Durga Puja, we say with almost a touch of pride. For us, it becomes an excuse for complaints. Durga Puja now is too commercial, too crowded, too crass. It's all about selling. Even the traditional drummers now wear t-shirts with sponsor logos. Advertising hoardings cover the city, almost dwarfing the pandals. And more than religious devotion, it just seems an excuse to gorge at roadside stalls. Everything preferably deep-fried, like fish fingers and fish butter fry. And the pandals are busy competing with each other to win television awards for best decor. And for a moment, I long for the neat orderliness of an American Durga Puja in some middle school in Fremont with separate bins for recycling and compost, where the noise isn't ear-splitting and there's plenty of parking and a mammoth crowd does not have to be controlled with rope barriers. Kolkata feels like sensory overload. But I realized Durga Puja is actually about something I'd forgotten about. In an India where public space is constantly shrinking, Durga Puja is about taking back the streets. Many pandals have VIP entrances, but most of us, rich, poor, middle class, are all shoved into the same sweaty queue, jostling with each other, eating the same chicken fries and 2-in-1 ice creams. And when traffic lights play the music to invoke the goddess, it's meant for all of us. Durga Puja remains perhaps one of our last great commons that has not been put behind security guards in an air-conditioned bubble of restricted access. That is its real blessing. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.